We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Bear in Mind, the official podcast of Cal Athletics. Here's your host, Todd McKim.
Hi, everybody. We're back. Another edition of Bear in Mind, the official podcast of Cal Athletics. We've got a lot on the menu this week. We're going to talk a little baseball with Mike New. Got a new contract extension recently, and this team's had a couple of fall games, that most recently against St. Mary. So we'll talk to Mike about his team and what we can expect maybe next spring when they get into full swing. Obviously, basketball starts this week as well. And we've got a lot going on campus as the fall sports are kind of winding things down. And you know, tip of the hat to the volleyball team off to a great start. Tip of the hat, women's soccer, terrific start as well. So plenty to keep you up to date with. And certainly go to the website, calbears.com, for all your Cal information. Football this week, the Bears will host Washington State. 4 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air with the pregame show beginning at 3 o'clock, a 4 o'clock start. I'm trying to remember the last time we had a 4 o'clock start. We've had just about every other hour, it seems, in the last couple of years. But 4 is good. You got something to do in the morning, you can go do it. Then you still maybe can get home at night and celebrate a Cal victory over the Cougars, who come in with an identical record, 4-4. We'll talk more about the Cougars with head coach Justin Wilcox momentarily. But first, some kind of the news this week on and off the field. First of all, Evan Weaver has made the cut for the Butkus semifinalist list award. I mean, that's a big deal. And he's leading the country in tackles by a whopping margin. So we'd be all stunned if not only he wasn't a finalist, but he didn't win that dang thing. And then, of course, Evan Weaver and Ashton Davis this week accepted invitations to play in the Senior Bowl, probably the most prestigious postseason all-star game in the country. It's got a long, great tradition. And Justin, when you look at that, it's great to have two guys get that award. But for those guys, not only is the game important, but during the Senior Bowl week, you get coached by NFL coaching staffs. And so the exposure for both Evan and Ashton is going to be really good.
Yeah, it's a very high-profile game. And we're proud of those guys for getting invited. They've put in a lot of time and work to get to this point. And it's a big, you know, important process. Big part of that NFL evaluation is the Senior Bowl, and see how they engage and how they practice and how they learn. And it's a job interview. Mm-hmm. And those guys will do well. I know it, and I'm proud of them. I'm excited for them, and it's really a testament to the work and time they put into their craft.
You know, the interesting thing about both of these young men is they come in they're playing positions. First of all, Ashton Davis was a walk-on, okay? So here's a walk-on, and now he's got a chance to play in the National Football League. And Evan Weaver came in as a defensive end. He played fullback a little bit at in Gonzaga Prep up there in Spokane. He's changed positions a couple of times. So for those guys to come in where they started and where they are right now is remarkable.
Yeah, and I think their best football is ahead of them both. I mean, two very different stories. And, you know, Ashton really being a non-recruited, come out of nowhere, which is pretty unique in this day and age with all the information that's available. And, you know, came here to run track and then walked onto the football program, and very, very talented athlete and still learning the game, but he's extremely conscientious. He wants to be good. He's very tough. He's intelligent. He's got the tangible skills, the quickness and speed, agility to play that position. And so he's got a huge upside. And then Weave, you know, was a really productive high school football player. And I remember him, and he played all over the place. He played at DN and D-line, and I think he ran the ball, and he did a lot of different things and came here as a defensive end and played a little bit. And then when we got here, we moved him to inside linebacker. And you could see right away the instincts for the position and just a nose for the football, which is evident. But he's really, in the last couple of years, learned to play inside linebacker, and he's just getting better and better. And you cannot ignore the productivity. I mean, there's just, you know, there's only a certain amount of plays in a game, and Weave finds his way into a lot more plays than most people. So it's been really impressive to watch him grow, and Pete Sermon's done a fantastic job coaching him and teaching him how to play. But I'm excited for both those guys.
Both those guys will have added value as well, because they would be guys that would be good on special teams in the NFL as well. Certainly, Ashton, we've seen that here at Cal. Talk about a little bit more about Evan Weaver, because football staff, in conjunction with the Sports Information Department, is putting out a Evan Weaver tackling video this week. Obviously, nobody's made more tackles, so if you're going to pick one guy in college football to have a video with, it would be Evan Weaver. Tell us what we can expect from that video.
Well, I think it's just celebrating kind of what he's done. It is pretty unique and special. If you go back to last year and the amount of plays he made, and this year to this point, I mean, the number of tackles per game is staggering, and you don't see that very often, and it's a tribute to him. And obviously the other guys on the defense that are, you know, doing their job and playing their roles, but Weave has been exceptional in terms of the production on the football field. I mean, there's just not many people, I haven't been around that, you know, where a guy that makes that many plays in a game. And you know, I think we need to acknowledge it and celebrate it, and it'll be something good for him and our team and our defense, and to get some recognition, because he deserves it.
Also, you just get the feeling that whenever Evan does anything that has to do with video, that also includes audio, it'll probably be pretty entertaining as well, right?
Yeah, you know, Evan's not shy. He's
What did you think about the Halloween costume that he wore? Did you get a chance to see that? That Roman kind of gladiator kind of look?
That's fitting. I mean, that definitely fits. Is it from like 300, the movie 300, something
that? Yeah,
or Gladiator.
Yeah,
that's gladiator. That fits. You know, we've talked about that. I mean, and the other one would be the Boz. I think he could pass for a good Brian Bosworth, but he has got a big personality, and we want him to be him, just like the rest of our guys. You know, we're not trying to build robots around here. We want the guys to be themselves and be the best version of themselves. And I think he's just, you know, he's getting more and more. He's matured a lot over his time here, and he's learned a ton. And you know, it's good for the guys to be themselves and be different, and we celebrate. He definitely is, and if you give him a microphone or a video camera, who knows what might be said.
So he'd either be the next Boz doing TV and movies, or maybe Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
I guess he could be in The Gladiator. All right, let's move on from that and talk a little bit about having your second bye week of the season. Was it any different? Did you approach it? Did you do different things in the second bye week as opposed to the first bye week?
Some of the individuals did, but we approached it similar in that we really wanted to focus on health for some guys who needed to get their bodies back. And that doesn't mean you stand around and do nothing, but that means you're working out, you're stretch and flex and yoga, and you're in the pool, and you're rehabilitation, and you're running to take care of your body. and we're doing walkthroughs and certain things with those guys. And then there's the developmental part and guys that are healthy and need some more reps. I mean, because everybody really needs them, to be honest with you. But certain guys who aren't playing as much, you know, they got more work in practice. And then we were able to get a head start on Wazoo. So it was a combination of really those three things: your health, the development, the head start on Wazoo. And I thought the guys did a nice job, just their energy in practice and meetings. And we got a lot out of it.
Obviously, a disappointing effort, I should say performance against Utah, but and I was unable to make the actual game. And I want to thank all the first responders that helped all those people up in the North Bay, including my family, this past week with the fires up there. But I noticed Chase Garbers was on the trip over there. Can you give us an update where Chase is as far as his rehab and maybe when we could see him or if we'll see him this year?
Yeah, so his rehab's going really well. Chase has attacked his rehab and he works really hard at it. I mean, whether it's in the treatment center or back out on the field, and he's been cleared to do some throwing, which is great news. Now it's all about how, you know, the healing and strength. And that'll be up to the doctors and the specialists when they clear him. It is possible, and he's working really hard to get that done. But we don't really have a timetable yet, and it's really at the mercy of how his body responds, and then ultimately the doctors and specialists giving him the okay.
Spencer got his first start of all teams to get started against one of the best defenses in the country, Utah. As you look back on the tape, how did you evaluate his performance?
Yeah, I think Spence, mentally, he did a pretty dang good job for going in there and never playing before, really, other than the few plays against Oregon State and against a really good defense. There were some very tough matchups in there, and I thought he competed hard, and he kept a level head. I think he can play better, obviously, and he would tell you the same. But for a freshman to go on the road and line up under center against those guys, you know, we could have done some things better, obviously, in every level to help him in terms of blocking and running and catching, and he could have done some things better. But I'm excited for Spence and his future.
All right, this week it's the Washington State Cougars, and as always with Mike Leach, they're going to come in with a high-powered offense. They lead the conference in yards per game, about 430-some yards a game. They lead in scoring at almost 42 a game. And if you want to know how good, you know, they are offensively, they've been held to less than 31 points only once this year. They scored 13 against Utah in a loss, and that was the only game that they've kind of been out of, I guess, so to speak. But a lot of teams have fallen into that against the Utes. Anthony Gordon's their trigger puller. They got a bunch of wide receivers. Max Borgie may be the most underrated running back in the country. This guy is really good catching and running the football. But it starts with their offense. But that having been said, Justin, the last 2 years, you've held them to a combined 16 total points. You beat them 2 years ago, 37-3, I think was the final score. And then last year, up there, they score in the final 32 seconds to pull out a 19-13 win. Well, what's been the key to slowing them down a little bit?
Well, ultimately, it's the execution of the play. There's no tricks. I mean, there is no magic formula to defending them. You know, we have a system in place, and we'll have our wrinkles and our calls that we'll roll with, but it's execution, and the guy's got to make the plays, and the rusher's got to rush, and the cover guy's got to cover, and we have to tackle really well. Because they're going to complete passes, and it's all about the yards after catch when that happens. So, you know, it's no accident. They score 42 a game. They're averaging 520 yards a game plus, and they've scored on everybody. And we got a ton of respect for them. I know our guys are excited for it. The ball's going to be in the air. We've got to do a great job of getting off the field on third downs. We got to do a great job of creating some takeaways to give our offense the ball. But it'll be a great challenge for us. I mean, got a ton of respect for them, Coach Leach and what he does up there. And I know our guys will be excited to play.
Yeah, the Pirate has it rolling up there. They've been to like five straight bowl games, although they're 4-4 this year with a tough road down the stretch. Defensively, Justin, they made a change a couple of weeks ago. Their defensive coordinator left, and they've tried to piece it together with mixed results. They've given up a lot of yards rushing. They're last in the league in rushing defense, almost 200 yards a game. But one thing they have done well is they've taken the football away. I think they've forced like 13 turnovers, one of the better teams in the league doing that. So it'll be paramount this week to hold on to the football. And I would think ball control would be important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got to be balanced on offense. We got to be able to get some things going on the ground. as you mentioned, take care of the football and defensively take it away so we create some possessions. But it, again, goes back to us being able to run the ball so we can throw the ball and vice versa. And they've done a great job, and they're very, you know, they give you a lot of looks and they'll stunt, and they got a ton of movement up front. They're not the biggest front you'll see, but they'll give you a ton of movement, and there's a reason for that. And so we have to take advantage when we get our chances to create some big plays. And as you mentioned, we got to take care of the ball, and we're going to have to be able to run it some.
Ought to be an entertaining game. Again, we'll be on the air with the pregame show beginning at 3 o'clock. The kick shortly after 4 right here at Memorial Stadium, the Bears against the Washington State Cougars. We'll talk more in detail about the game a little bit later on in the pregame show. Coach, we appreciate your time. Have a good week of practice. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks. Go Bears.
Head coach Justin Wilcox. And looking ahead to next week, it'll be senior night in Berkeley when the Bears host the USC Trojans on the 16th at 8 o'clock. The first 10,000 fans will receive a free Jared Goff bobblehead. We've got you covered with any of your ticket needs, from group outings to single game tickets. Log on to calbears.com for more information, or call 1-800-GO-BEARS to speak with a Gold Standard representative. This podcast is brought to you by Oakland International Airport, with service to Europe, Mexico, Hawaii, and across the USA. Fly the East Bay way. Well, joining me now is Mike New, third-year baseball coach for the Bears. A terrific first couple of seasons, made the NCAA tournament a year ago for the first time in about 4 years. And he's got a young but exciting team coming up this spring, but they've also participated in a couple of events this fall. So, Mike, first of all, let's start with congratulating you on your new contract that you got in the fold a couple of weeks ago. Shows, the commitment not only to you, to the program, but to the school, to you as well. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here for hopefully years to come, and, you know, excited about the progress that we've made, and, you know, just the whole, university and athletic department. It's been, you know, great couple years. I'm excited to continue to be a part of it.
And we're excited to watch you as well, because you had a really good team last year. Andrew Vaughn, one of the best players in all of college baseball, won the Golden Spike 2 years ago, 2018, was certainly in the running for it a year ago as well. Drafted third by the Chicago White Sox. You had two first-round picks, Corey Lee, also your catcher, got a first-round pick as well. But you got to replace him. That's the nature of college athletics. You've got to turn the roster over every so often. So how do you pick up the slack without those two guys?
Yeah, I think we've been talking about that a lot. You know, life after Andrew Vaughn and having two first-rounders with Corey Lee, you know, our lineup will have a little bit of a different look. But, I think we're excited about some of these guys. You know, we have a lot of young guys. We have 13 freshmen. We did have Corey, step up, and have a great year after not making much of an impact his first 2 years. So, we're really trying to work with development on these guys. Hopefully we have some guys step up. We do have some core guys coming back, with, Max Flower being a senior and, being in the middle of the order last year and having a good year. And we hope he can continue to improve and have another, make another step and have a big year. And Quentin Selma was first team all conference last year and, really came on at the end of the year. So, having some of those guys, come back and hopefully making a step in the right direction again, we'll help solidify our lineup. But, we'll definitely have a different look without Vonnie in there.
No question. I got it. Teams have to pitch around, and when they did pitch to him, he made him pay. You mentioned Max, and that brings me to the next topic. You had a couple of exhibition games, non-counting games. You had Nevada a couple of weeks ago. This past week, St. Mary's, Max banged one out here against St. Mary's. So why don't we start with how you did and what you saw in the two games against St. Mary's?
Yeah, we saw some of those young guys, play a little bit. The older guys, I thought, did a good job. You know, Max had, I think, 4 hits in that first game that he played. A couple guys that, I didn't mention early but will return and help us is, Darren Baker. Yeah. He'll be starting for his third year in a row. He's been outstanding kind of all around, defensively on the bases. He had 20 steals for us last year, and, he's going to hit somewhere at the top of our order, and he's continued to improve. And then hopefully we'll have Brandon McIlwain healthy for a full year. He came on, last year and then broke his foot, missed the last part of the season, but he hit a home run in that game and did a nice job, we have some older guys that have some experience, and, we have some guys that can really make an impact, just need to take another step. But I thought all those guys played really well in that first game. And then we got a lot of those young guys in the second game, and trying to get them the experience they need. I think we have a really talented young group, and our pitching staff is going to be extremely young with a lot of freshmen and sophomores. But it's exciting. I mean, we have some good, really good, talented young guys. And, you know, that'll probably be the, you know, how our season goes will really be impacted on how those young pitchers perform. Now, luckily, we had some of those guys pitch quite a bit last year. So if they can take a step in the right direction, and if some of these freshmen can be ready to go, you know, right away and help us in some of these conference games by the time we get to Pac-12. You know, we can be a dangerous team. And I think that's the goal, is that we just, you know, keep working every day. And, you know, by the time we get to conference, we can really compete. You know, we have enough talent to where we can do it. We're just not going to be the most experienced team out there.
You only get experience by playing. That's the only way it happens. That's for sure. You mentioned Brandon McIlwain, one of my favorites. I've talked to him a number of times, and I know he struggled a little bit with football. But coming out of high school, he was a highly regarded baseball player, a potential first-round pick when he came out, decided to maybe concentrate more on football at South Carolina, and then played football for us a couple of years ago. But he had a three-run jack, I think, this last week against St. Mary's. He brings an explosive element to your ball club that will be, you know, certainly somebody that's going to play a big role for you.
Yeah, I mean, he is very strong. I mean, he's old and mature, and he has great leadership skills. I mean, I think, you know, he just hasn't played, you know, with obviously coming from South Carolina, transferring, having to sit out a year, and then having to go through an injury last year. You know, he just, the sky is the limit with his potential and what he can do. And, you know, with him getting these at-bats right now, it's critical for his development. And he's done a great job. I mean, he's continuing to get better, but it's crazy that, you know, he's in his fourth year of school and has really limited on the at-bats he's had. He hasn't even had a chance to really play summer baseball. You know, so he's behind from that standpoint. But from his age, his competitive nature, his leadership, his ability to go out there and work, he's going to be a big, you know, cog in this team that we have this year.
You had a golf tournament a couple of weeks ago across the bay. How did that go? Are baseball players generally pretty good golfers?
Yeah, usually the pitchers are supposed to be pretty good. You know, you pitch every fifth day and you golf, you know, 3 or 4 days. But there was some bad golf going on out there for sure. So it was fun. I mean, it was a great day. You know, we played out at Harding Park. They're getting it ready for a PGA tournament event here soon. And, you know, we had a lot of our former players out there. You know, it was an amazing day. I got a chance to play with Marcus Simeon and Matt Flemmer, Joey D'Onofrio, and Logan Scott, who I coached all of those guys outside of Marcus, who I missed him by a year. But he comes and works out here all the time. And we had a great day. It was probably one of the most fun days I've had at that golf tournament. I think that was probably my 7th or 8th golf tournament I've had at Cal. And one of the most fun days we've had. And it was a beautiful day out there. Great, great day for our program.
Well, you had a pretty powerful group there. And you mentioned Marcus, and he had a phenomenal season with the A's. And earlier this week, we're taping this on Tuesday, I think it was Monday, maybe I saw it. He's one of the finalists for the American League Most Valuable Player Award. Played for the Bears, obviously. And I just want to, his numbers, 285, 33 jacks, and 92 RBIs as part of a quartet of infielders, two of which won gold gloves at the corners for the A's, Olsen and Chapman, coached by a former Cal player way back. We won't say how far back. But, I mean, so the A's really have this strong tie with Cal. They had a terrific season, came on late in the second half. But Marcus's season was about as good as you can get at the shortstop position.
Yeah, that was fun to follow. And, you know, I think, you know, you mentioned it. I mean, we have such a strong connection to the A's organization with, you know, Bob Melvin being there and Marcus being there and Mark Canna being there. And, you know, we take our guys to the game for a Cal night. You know, those guys come back to Cal quite a bit, especially Marcus, to come work out. You know, so the connection we have is really strong, and it's been fun to just be a part of that. And then, you know, get a chance to see Marcus develop into the player he is over the course of the time. And it doesn't surprise, you know, probably anybody that sees him here. I mean, his work ethic and, you know, the way he goes about it every day is just unparalleled. And, you know, and Bob Melvin is such a great guy too. I mean, he's such a, you know, great, you know, part of our alumni. He's really willing to help and be a part of it. And Canna is the same way. We're just, you know, those guys are just high level, top notch people. And for them to come from Cal, I mean, it's a testament just to the university, but it's also awesome for us to soak that in while we have, you know, that chance while they're so close, they're local.
And Bob, we see him a lot at football games. I used to see him more at basketball games than we do now. He and his wife moved to Arizona a year or so ago, but he used to be at almost all of the home games for basketball until it was time for spring training in February. So great representatives for Cal, that's for sure. All right, what do you do for the rest of the term, and then when do you get started in the spring?
Yeah, you know, we played our two scrimmages. That was a great benchmark for where we are. Now we have some great notes, things we need to work on. We'll have two more weekends of scrimmages, so we'll have six inter-squad scrimmages left. You know, we're going to really focus on the things we need to improve on. We'll try to keep it competitive. The games we play other teams are easily competitive. They have a different uniform. Now the challenge is to keep it competitive when you're playing yourself for the 14th, 15th, 16th time. So we kind of create some mini games. We create some situations. The goal is to really put as much pressure on them as we can and try to, you know, just see what we can kind of get out of that and hopefully prepare them for when the game speeds up. We're prepared for it in the spring. But it's definitely a challenge these last couple of weeks to get the most out of it in a small window. And but, you know, it's exciting. Our guys have done a great job. They've really worked hard. I think our culture has been outstanding. You know, we just got to keep pushing. And, you know, that's kind of our job as coaches is to just really, you know, create a great environment for these guys to get better every day. And we're really trying to work hard on that and maximize our short amount of time that the NCAA allows us to have. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's fun. I'm excited for the spring, but we got a lot of work to do.
There's always a lot to be done off season, so to speak. And I know you guys will do a terrific job. Appreciate you taking the time. As always, Mike, congratulations on the contract extension. It'll be good to see you around here through 2024 at least, right? And then good luck in the spring as well.
All right. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it.
Mike New, baseball coach, third season. We'll have another outstanding and exciting team to watch next spring. That wraps it up for this week. We appreciate you listening to us. Of course, a reminder, the football game against Washington State, a rare 4 o'clock afternoon start. We'll be on the air with a pregame show beginning at 3 o'clock, the Bears against the Cougars. Thanks to Mike, Justin Wilcox as well. And until next week, I'm Todd McKim. Thanks for listening. And as always, go Bears.
This has been Bear in Mind, the official podcast of Cal Athletics with your host, Todd McKim. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.